I did it.
I actually did it. This is it. And I guess the best thing to do would be to look back on all the previous 30 shows that I've done over the past month. First one was Writer's Rage. Then the joy and fear of challenges, the value of a routine, managing expectations, negativity, writing experiences, connected, you can't give up, listen, rejection, follow that gut instinct, don't listen to me, the value of happy endings, idea harvesting, whose name is on the cover, look for the hook, getting organized, trash-talking other authors and genres, hashtag writer goals, it's not about you, show don't tell across storytelling platforms, which was definitely a Black Mirror episode because I just finished watching a couple. enjoy yourself. Avoid the almanac characters. That's kind of appropriate considering a Black Mirror I just finished up. Raising the stakes. WTF, Lanny Sarum. Raising the stakes through world building. Concerning Mary, Gary, and Ensign Jones. When self-promotion goes awry, sometimes it is about you. And then yesterday was just right. So what is the takeaway? First off, I hate you, Craig Stepp, because I enjoyed this immensely. Well, for one thing, I know that if push came to shove, I could come up with over 30 topics, daily topics, if I ever decided I wanted to do a spur-of-the-moment, one-take, 10-minute podcast. That's another thing I proved to myself, that I can do short-form podcasting. I think the largest episode was Rejection. That was at 15 minutes. Maybe my Whiskey Tango Foxtrot moment was a little long, but I think that was the biggest pause that Pip gave me, which was, can you really do a 5 to 10 minute podcast? And I mean, on the first go for Writer's Rage, I was like, yeah, I don't think I can do 5 minutes. 10 minutes I can do. 5 minutes, it's kind of pushing it, unless it's scripted within an inch of its life. I stick with the teleprompter. I stick with the teleprompter. I'm fine. Fake podcasts. I think I'm slap happy because I didn't think I was going to do it, but I actually did it. You know, I figured out I'm a pretty good podcaster. I know that may sound like false modesty, but you know, open transparency. I am very proud of the Destiny podcast that I'm doing. I'm very proud of Happy Hour from the Tower. We've gotten already two fantastic interviews with people from Twitch. One of the voice talent, Courtney Taylor, who plays Amanda Holiday, she called the voice line. I've never had anybody famous call any of my podcast before. I've had famous people on previous podcasts, but I've never had someone just out of the blue call the podcast. And I don't think she listens regularly, but she said she listened, so I'm going to take her word for it. But then I get the numbers, and I really just feel the wind come out of my sails. And I think it's because the people that are getting numbers, I just look at it and I go, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And I feel hypocritical when I say that because I'm the first one to say to people, don't worry about the numbers. Just podcast. Don't worry about the numbers. Just podcast. Just do what, you know, do what you want to do on mic, provided you're not hurting anybody, and you're good. But I sometimes get frustrated because I tell myself, I'm doing really good work here with Ron and Brandon and Nick and I kind of feed off of Brandon Kelly's excitement. You know, I mean, he's a very chill guy. He's a very chill dude. And yet when he gets in studio, he gets stoked, and it's pretty cool. We have fun. And I guess the reason why I get frustrated is because I want other people to enjoy the fun too. I get too hung up on it, but then I look at this and I think to myself, no, I know what I'm doing. Numbers be damned. I know what I'm doing. And lately I feel like I've been needing a boost of self-confidence. Pimping ain't easy, and writing is even harder than that. And, I'm going to be okay. I know that. I'm going to be okay. Just been a real, real hard month and a really hard year. I don't know if it's been as hard as 2016, but it's been hard. But I'm okay. My dad is okay. He's still recovering from his heart surgeries. But he's okay. And I realize this is probably the most unwriting themed episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting you've heard up to this point, but I'm looking at the takeaways. I think the biggest takeaway goes back to the 8th. You know, you just can't give up. Finding the time is hard, but you know, you make the time. You make the time for the things you love. Whether it's podcasting, whether it's writing, whether it's any of the things that keep you going. And I'm relieved, as far as I can tell. The Podcasting for Dummies is done and moving forward. So the third edition is coming. Now I have to focus on getting Operation Endgame done, and I've got to finish a pitch that I was going to give for an urban fantasy romance. We'll see if that takes anywhere. You just have to push yourself, move forward. It's like being on the elliptical. Only writing is a lot like being on the elliptical. The only difference is that I don't line the. That was another takeaway from this thing. If I'm doing the elliptical and then I go to a podcast and I go to record a podcast, I should have a towel on the office chair because I sweat a lot. TMI, I know. This has been an astounding journey. And I don't know whether or not this has scared away listenership or attracted listenership. But as far as I can tell, all of you have taken this journey with me. And I appreciate that. I have seen more response. I've seen more feedback in the past month, I think, than I've ever seen in the Shared Desk. And I hope you continue to listen to the Shared Desk even with the Dog Days of Podcasting wrapping up. And now the big question and the big takeaway. Will I do this again? And the answer is yes. The answer is an astounding, resounding yes. I will definitely do this again. I think I'm going to challenge myself a little harder, though, and next year do a Dog Days of Podcasting Destiny style. I think I'm going to give the Shared Desk feed a break and then do it from the Happy Hour from the Tower feed. That's how much confidence I have in Happy Hour from the Tower. We're going to keep going. It's just been a fun ride, and I think we have a lot in the tank, and I think we can just keep it rolling. I really do. And that's where I think I'm going to try the Dog Days of Podcasting in 2018. And if you know, if something goes amiss and Happy Hour from the Tower does close its doors, then you know what, I will probably do it here at the Shared Desk, but I'm definitely doing it again because this was so much fun. It was a real throwback to 2005. I get it now. I get why Craig did this. I get why people do this, and this has been an absolute delight. A real challenge, but a real delight at the same time. Thanks for joining me, everybody. This has been the Dog Days of Podcasting.